This is TWiT.
Hello, I'm Sarah Lane, and let's get right into today's Tech Feed. In fact, the last Tech Feed of 2014. It's going to be a good one. We'll start with William Shatner. He's in the news today because of his following list on Twitter. It turns out that the actor noticed that the Twitter account for MasterCard, MasterCard, was showing up on the lists of accounts that he was following, even though he never actually followed MasterCard. He also noticed that for Dwayne Johnson, you might also know him as The Rock, also an actor, MasterCard was only one of two accounts that that actor was following. So what's going on? Turns out that Twitter allows advertisers to buy followers by promoting their accounts in Twitter timelines. Who to follow, search results, stuff like that. So the company says it also allows advertisers to put promoted accounts into the following lists of others, but has since last year. It just kind of got noticed, or at least got attention. And the tweets are marked as promoted, but is that clear enough for the average or the new Twitter user? From what we know of the Twitter masses, I say probably not. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is looking into whether hackers working for any U.S. financial institutions, banks, may have disabled servers that were being used by Iran to attack the websites of major banks last year. Two people familiar with the investigation are telling Bloomberg. So in other words, are the banks participating in revenge hacking is the question. The sources claim that JP Morgan Chase suggested exactly that, or someone did, during a closed meeting in February of 2013. But a spokeswoman for that bank says no action was ever taken. U.S. Representative Michael McCaul, who's also the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, says that some companies who have been hacking victims in the past may be conducting offensive operations without getting permission from the federal government. Kind of shady gray area for this stuff. You might have been affected by the December 25th attacks against Sony's PlayStation Network and Microsoft's Xbox Live Network that kept players from enjoying online games. I'm sorry that your Christmas was ruined, if so. Now, the Lizard Squad, that's the name of the hacker conglomerate claiming responsibility for this downtime, says that the attacks were a marketing scheme for a new commercial distributed denial of service, or DDoS, attack. The service launched this morning and is fully operational, a representative of the Lizard Squad, who goes by the alias Dragon, told the Daily Dot. Customers can reportedly use the service against any target that they wish, like large websites or internet services, for anywhere between $6 and $500 paid via the cryptocurrency Bitcoin. Of course. Members of the group claim that they don't know what sites customers are targeting, though, because they don't keep any logs, citing privacy reasons for criminals that I don't think that you should really believe.